While the homicide detectives corral and question the tenants and the owner of the apartment building, three forensic investigators are inside the apartment looking for fingerprints, photographing and gathering evidence. Dr. Felipe Dominguez, assistant medical examiner, is in the bedroom with the body. Moody lies face up on his bed and almost looks as if he's asleep. Almost, but not quite. There's a stab wound on his forearm, other cuts, but it's obvious that none were fatal. And there's blood on the sheets and pillow, but the odor of death is not noticeable to anyone without Hertz's nose for it. The killer had left on the air conditioner, slowing decomposition. The phone in the apartment rings, but the detectives don't answer it because there is blood on it and possible fingerprints. After several rings, a tape recording of Walter's voice comes on, asking the caller to leave a message. He'll get back to them. The caller is Walter's mother. She's hysterical and wondering what is going on. "Please, will someone call us as soon as you know what's happening?" she pleads after the beep. A detective borrows a phone in another apartment to call. The detectives interviewing the tenants have come up with three potential avenues of investigation. Walter evicted people from the apartment. Walter was set to be a witness in an upcoming robbery trial. And Walter frequently allowed young men to stay in his apartment in exchange for work around the building. Working from experience, the detectives pick the third version as the best place to start. And the tenants have provided a description of a young man named Troy, who was seen around the apartment as late as Friday afternoon. "Let's try to find this Troy," the detectives decide. Dr. Dominguez is leaving the apartment now and tells Hurt the body is ready to be moved to the medical examiner's office for autopsy. Hurt wants to know the cause of death. "Knife wound in the back, between the shoulder blades," Dominguez says.
"Big knife? Little knife?"
"Big knife," Dominguez says. "Kitchen knife." Three men pull up to the apartment building in a white van and unload a stretcher. They're the body movers from a company called Professional. All three are wearing suits and ties, the top buttons on their shirts fastened. They're easily the best-dressed people on the scene. They move in a solemn single file into Walter Moody's apartment to take him on his last trip out. As they do this, the crime scene begins breaking up. The detectives are heading off in different directions. Melwood to a fast food restaurant to follow a lead on Troy. Chiani and Wally back to the bureau with three tenants who will help make a composite drawing of the suspect. Van Zant also heads back. Hurt, Russo, and Allen are tying up the last details at the scene before leaving. And inside the apartment, the crime scene technicians are going to take a dinner break. They'll have to come back to the apartment later to begin a meticulous and long search into the night for evidence and clues.